When people discover anything in nature for the first time, their first experiences become their benchmark for how it's supposed to be. For me, starting birding in 1975 and witnessing over the decades smaller, less frequent warbler waves during spring migration, seeing fewer fall days with broad-winged hawk counts exceeding 10,000 at Hawk Ridge, and having watched the decline in evening grosbeaks at my feeders from hundreds most days to zero for whole years at a time, I feel a profound loss. Those who started birding more recently define warbler, hawk, and evening grosbeak populations as they first experienced them. If they share my sense of loss intellectually, they who never experienced the amazing abundance of what was can't feel that loss quite so viscerally. One British scientist, just 4 years older than I, has that same visceral sense of loss, not only about birds, but about insects. Michael McCarthy has kept track of research on declining insect numbers and the current research that fully supports his long-term observations that insects have declined dramatically over the decades, starting right about the time he was born in 1947. In his exquisite book, The Moth Snowstorm, Nature and Joy, he writes about the restorative joy nature has always given him, and also about his bereavement as he sees how the abundance he experienced as a child no longer exists. This may be the most deeply felt and well-written conservation book since Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. When McCarthy was 7 years old in 1954, living near Liverpool, his world was turned upside down when his mother was sent to a mental asylum and he was dispatched to live with his aunt and uncle. It was in their garden that he fell in love, absolutely and permanently, with butterflies. He writes, "Electrifying they were, filling the space where my feeling should have been. And so, through this singular window when I was a skinny kid in short pants, butterflies entered my soul." He can still find many of the species he thrilled at as a boy, but mourns how rare they have become. He writes, "Abundance gave exhilarating substance to life, to normal life, which we took entirely for granted. It seemed to be the natural order of things. Indeed, it had been there for untold centuries. It was one of the reasons I fell in love with nature when I first sauntered out into the countryside of the Wirral as a skinny kid in the 50s to collect birds' eggs and catch butterflies and fill glass jars with newts to live in a washing bowl in our garden shed until they died. God forgive me, and the Wirral possessed nothing of the wildlife opulence of somewhere like Dorset, but it was rich enough, and nature so rich was easy to love. Now the riches have gone, and the wildlife that surrounds us in our everyday lives in Britain and beyond us in the greater part of the rural landscape is, with a few exceptions, impoverished, scanty, and sparse. Wildlife that is worthwhile can still be found, but it must be sought out. Abundance, blessed, unregarded abundance, has been destroyed." The title, The Moth Snowstorm, refers to the thousands of moths that once showed up in the beams of automobile headlights at night, and how often the drivers would have to stop to clean their bug-spattered windshields. If the title refers to what we've lost, the subtitle, Nature and Joy, is about our species' capacity to love and experience joy in nature, and why this is so important for us as individuals in an increasingly mechanized world, but also why our capacity to take joy in nature is essential if we're ever going to restore it to even a shadow of what it once was. The Moth Snowstorm, Nature and Joy, is as important a book as it is beautiful. I'm embarrassed that I didn't learn about it until a year after its publication. I cannot recommend it more highly. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.